So, Brasa, welcome to Chicano Cast podcast number 16 on this Easter weekend in April 2014. Just to put you guys in a time and a place, out of Downey, California is where I do my podcast. Today's podcast is called Sellouts and the Pope. Neither related, but those are two topics I want to cover today. But real quick, I was off actually for Cesar Chavez holiday back in March. Yeah, I'm a government worker, so I had the day off, and I noticed on Google, they didn't do a Google Doodle for Cesar Chavez this year, and I was like, what the fuck? They do Googles just about everything. I mean, they do Googles about dogs taking a shit on the street. So when they didn't do Cesar Chavez, I was like, what the fuck? I tried to look through Google's website to send them a note, send them an email, and say, what the fuck? Aren't you guys recognizing Cesar Chavez? You recognize everything else, but I did do some research before talking to you guys about this, and I guess last year what they did is they actually put up a Cesar Chavez doodle on Easter Sunday. It just happened to fall together, and I guess they got some backlash for it, being that it was a religious day for a lot of people, and I guess they failed to acknowledge Easter and acknowledge Cesar Chavez. So maybe this year they just shied away from Cesar Chavez, which I thought was bullshit as a Chicano. Cesar Chavez is a fellow Chicano. Speaking of Cesar Chavez, anybody see the movie? Well, not me. Yeah, what a fake-ass Chicano, huh? Especially one that does a podcast. Well, I'll get there. I'll get to see it. It's just been so damn busy with the work and family and other crap. I got my daughter moved back in with me with her gringo husband, so that's been a bit of a change. And my kid's back from studying in semester in Spain, little fucker, so I got a full house again. Where before it was just me and the wife, and I could find a little corner to myself and do a podcast. So yeah, that's the deal. They want to move back in, the daughter, that is, with her husband, and save some money to buy a house. La clásica, no? Especially with Raza. We like to get married young, and then we figure shit out after. But you know what? I did the same thing, so I ain't going to complain. But yeah, I'm actually glad to be able to help them get along with the widow pretty well. So yeah, that's what's going on here. As far as my health, I'm good. A few of you asked about it and, you know, appreciate it. A couple of others, and I do, when I say a couple, I do mean two. A couple of Raza asked about when's your next podcast coming. And hey, you know me, one or two is enough to get me going. And I seem to have a little space here. I'm in the back in my little bar back here to do the podcast today. Everybody's up there kind of asleep right now, even though it's midday. I'm actually watching, or I guess the Clipper game is going to start against the Warriors. Yeah, Lakers suck over here, so now we're watching the Clippers. And I'm kind of a Laker hater right now anyway, so I'm glad to see the Clippers do well. Anyway, sellout. What's a sellout? Let's get into the show here. What is a sellout? A sellout is one who betrays a cause for personal advancement, such as money. I guess it's used mostly as an insult with Raza. And I guess it is an insult because it says you pretty much betrayed your beliefs or your cause for personal advancement. But we Raza, we tend to use it when we're jealous too. We call people who do well a sellout. We call anybody who does well a sellout. You know, we say, he thinks he's all that just because he went to college. What a sellout, which is pretty stupid to say that. Oh, that guy married a gringa. What a sellout. You know, your heart picks who your heart picks. That's a stupid reason to call somebody a sellout. But Raza, that's just hating when we call people sellouts that way. Let me give you the Chicano Cast definition of a sellout, my version of what a sellout is. A sellout is a Chicano who becomes a gang member. You know why? Because that's what the white man expects. Because that's the easy way out. A sellout is a Chicano who quits high school, then blames racism, bad parents, the hood. That's a fucking sellout. Because you know what? That's the easy way out again. A sellout is a Chicano who blames the circumstances for not doing more with their life and then becomes a hater and starts calling everybody else sellouts. To me, that's what a sellout is. You know what, Raza? I was a product of a single mom and I grew up on welfare, grew up in the hood. And you know what? That could have been my crutch. And at times it was. When I got stupid and did stupid things, I blamed it on, you know, single parent home, living in the hood. But you know what? Hell no. Fuck no. There's more. There's more for the Raza that wants to go out there and get it and work a little bit hard. You know, and maybe now for you youngsters, you got to work even harder. In my days, if you got educated, you were kind of guaranteed a job. now you kids are getting degrees and having trouble getting jobs. I know how it is out there, and it's tough getting experience. So you guys got to work harder, and it's getting harder even for Raza with the economy and the schools cutting back on enrollment. So, but don't give up. There's always ways, and there's even more ways now for creative Raza with the whole internet. There's always, you could just, be up in that hole like me and do a podcast. But maybe you could be smarter actually and do something online and make money, make a business, make a company. Why not? If the Weddos do it, why not? So anyway, when I, when I was growing up, I just said, you know what? If a pendejo white boy can go to college, get an education, get a job, why not this average Chicano who, is half smart and isn't afraid of shit? Well, back then at least, that's what we said in the hood, right? That we weren't afraid of anything. We thought we were all that. But put us in a college with a bunch of gringos, and goddamn, we're gonna start chillando y corriendo. Fuck yeah, we're scared. Cause that's not our, that's not our hood. That's not what we're used to. But so it takes some balls to do that. I think most people or most raza that do go to college and end up quitting, dropping out, whatever, it's more because they feel lonely and there's some fear factor there. It's not so much the fact that they can't hang with the math or the English or the school. Cause Raza, we Chicanos, we're smart. We're goddamn smart. We dominate two languages, two cultures, so we are smart, but just take some balls to go into a college and stay in there and not be scared. So what I'm saying, Raza, is don't sell out either by, becoming that failure that the white man or the man expect, due to our bad circumstances. Don't be a sellout by forgetting that you're a Chicano when you do good or you move up. Hold on to who you are. Never deny that. Never deny where you came from. Never deny what your culture is. But just doing well does not mean you're a sellout. Actually, it's if anybody calls you that, it's mostly jealousy. And if you're in a situation where you can give a hand to a young Chicano or Chicana, well, do so. And that's one way to feel like maybe you're not leaving your hood or your raza behind. I mean, hell, enough of us have enough problems just making sure our own kids do well. But if you could extend that to maybe somebody else besides your own family, more power to you, brother. But maybe with this podcast, I'm trying to do that, huh? I'm reaching out. And someone at work, we were talking about Chicanos. He's another Chicano, kind of a hater dude, but we talk about Chicanoism. And he said, "Hey, do your kids know they're Chicanos or call themselves Chicanos?" And I said, "You know what? I don't know. I'm preaching all this bullshit online with this show, and do my own kids know they're Chicanos? I know my daughter fluctuates between thinking she's white and thinking she's Chicana, especially marrying that white boy, and they were living in Orange County, so I could see the little morenita us looking in the mirror and seeing a blonde chick with blue eyes, even though she's prieta, black hair and brown eyes. So yeah, but we all went through that. We all get confused, and you know what? Again, even for my kids, it applies to them because they'll realize one day that they're Chicanos by the way that they get treated or the way they get profiled. And my son, well, he's in college with a bunch of white boys. It's a little private school in the city of Orange called Chapman. I know he knows. He's identified right away with Raza. I see his Facebook pics. Yeah, I spy on the little fucker that way, especially when he was in Spain. And I know he identifies with Raza, although he kind of looks like a little Filipino. I guess a lot of us Raza could kind of look that way, a good looking Filipino. So he gets hit on by Chinas a lot. And he is actually going out with a Filipino chick right now. And they say he looks like a Filipino soap opera actor or something like that. His ex-girlfriend's aunt told me that. So he's a good looking little Filipino, I guess, and an average looking Chicano. Hey, that's a good one. And you know what? Going back to making it and what you're doing, whatever you do or however you made it, don't, be proud of where you are, be proud of what you did, whether you got educated, whether you started a business and made money, or just, are holding on to a good family. But be proud of it and hold on to it because it wasn't easy to get what you got. But never forget where you came from and never forget the path you took getting there and who the people around you were. And if in your situation where you can give a hand again, go ahead and do that, it's a must. It's something it's one way to give back. If this show justifies me, then I'm doing good. Because without this, you know what, Ras, I ain't doing shit. I'm just working my ass off every day and trying to get some shows in, and maybe some young Chicanos might listen in and be motivated and lose some of that damn fear about going to college, about starting a company, about being an artist, whatever it is. We Raza, we have a lot to give. You know, myself, I got called a sellout because I moved out of the hood when I started my family. I did get married young, had a kid young. I was probably like 22 when my kid was born. And you know what? There was fucking drive-bys and gangs in my neighborhood. I graduated from college. I got that engineering job. And you know what? I had to move out. I could not have a kid and a wife and grow up in a neighborhood where there's drive-by shootings and gangs and you might still get hit up here and there. And at that time, that city was Maywood. I love that city. That's where I was raised. I'd never ever change that because I had a hell of a time. Drive-bys might have been exciting back then when I was a kid and even growing up as a teenager. But once you got a family, you can't put up with that shit. So yeah, I moved out. I moved out to where Mor Raza wants to go, which is Downey, where you get the whitewashed Mojados and the whitewashed Chicanos and the whitewashed Mexicans and the whitewashed everything. So my kids are sort of whitewashed. But you know what? I just had to find something safer for me and my family. And I got called a sellout, you know, by my own friends behind my back. But it's cool. You know, they realize that, hey, you were doing it for your family. Now they see the way my kids are turning out, which I'm not saying they're great kids, but they're not bad kids. And I think they realize that maybe, you know, it was the better choice. And the ones, my other friends who've been able to have also left that area and that city, you know. I guess the city's doing better now, though, but yeah, it's hard to go back there now. Maywood, that's right. That's right. I'm never gonna deny it. Man, those are the best of times. And the worst of times, like whatever that book says. I forget which one that is. You educated Raza might know. Hey, I did get an email from a Chicanocaster who is, I guess, majoring in Chicano studies and getting his master's, possibly PhD even. And sounds like a really cool educated kid. And God damn, what was your name? Anyway, Moises, I believe. Just a quick shout out. He sent me a good long email, which kind of got me going to get back into this. And, you know, I emailed him back. We got a little quick discussion going. And he says he might want to start a podcast, and his would be so much more interesting than mine just because he's got that education, that Chicano studies background. Me, I just have the fucking hood life of a Chicano. And when I say hood, I don't mean gang or cholo. I never did all that, but I just mean growing up on the streets, actually running from cholos and gang members and ducking from freaking drive-bys. And when I say that, I do mean ducking from drive-by Raza. I've been in the crowd where fuckers shot into it. Yep, that's where what you live in LA. And you know what? I've gotten a few emails and some reviews on iTunes. Very few, but a couple where people say, hey, you have a funny accent, or hey, I really like your accent. And it's so damn funny because I imagine those people are probably in the Midwest somewhere. And they got a fucking gringo accent going because they don't see enough Raza or talk to enough Raza or talk enough Spanish or Spanglish. So my accent seems funny to them. I like to hear yours. Send me an audio of your white boyish Chicano accent. Because out here, I think everybody sounds like me pretty much because we're all so much around Mexicanos. I mean, here in Downey, you can fucking get around and never speak a word of English. Go to stores and restaurants and everybody will speak Spanish. That's just the way it is here. So I feel I just it's funny to me when people tell me that I have this accent, which I know I do, but I bet you got one too. Anyway, just gotta, you know, throw my shit out there. So right, so that's my little speech or preaching on being called a sellout. Yeah, I'm kind of preaching today, aren't I? Should start my own fucking Chicano cast church, shouldn't I? Oh shit, Easter. Okay, I'll be careful. Some of you I know are real Catholic out there. I used to be Catholic. I'm probably nothing now. For a while there, I thought maybe I could not believe in God, and then I do want to believe in God, and I go back and forth with that. It's a tough one. Then you see these science shows, like the one they're showing on Fox, and you're like, fuck, everything's about science, and then you get sick. Like I was sick. I had that possibility of a tumor in my brain, and then you say, God, help me out on this one. So you know what? It's just so damn hard. It's hard, and whatever you believe, if it works for you, great, man. Whatever it is, and if you're Catholic, happy Easter, and if you're not, happy Easter. And that leads right into my show, which is called Sellouts and El Papa. And the reason I'm bringing up El Papa is just because he is Latino, and no, he's not a sellout. He's a farthest thing from a sellout. And you know, most papas I think are ridiculous, especially the last one and the bullshit they do. And the shoes they wear and the way they live and you know they don't walk the talk, but this Papa, being a Latino, I think he's not, I think, I know he's from Argentina with Italian descent. But believe me, this guy is not a sellout. And as a Latino, he's setting a goddamn example. Should I use goddamn when I'm talking about the Pope? Pope Francis? Yeah, maybe not, huh? What a pendejo I am. All right. Actually, he's somebody to look up to, Raza. And like again, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not really religious, but that dude, I mean, he fucking walks the talk, dude. And being a Latino makes me proud. I know Raza is not a Chicano, but he is a Latino. And let me just give you some quick facts about El Papa. Papa Francisco, or Francis, I think is his name. Again, he's from Argentina, he's a Latino. He speaks Spanish. He doesn't want that Pope mansion. He doesn't live in that big ass Pope mansion they give popes, but he lives in a small, simple apartment. That's freaking walking the talk, you know? In Argentina, when he was the Archbishop, he used public transportation. And you know what, Raza? I didn't even think about this, but because it's Easter, this is the perfect time to talk about this. God damn, I got lucky because I had planned this a while ago. I just didn't get the energy or huevos up to do the show. But anyway, I was like, wow. Perfect timing. It just hit my stupid mind. So yeah, in Argentina, when he was the Archbishop, which was, probably the highest Catholic post in the country, he would use public transportation. That's pretty cool. I also read that he cooks his own meals. And I thought that was pretty awesome because I thought I heard that in the past there's a pope who actually flew in food every certain day of the week from a certain country that he really liked, which is crazy to fly in a freaking plate, probably a private jet. Let me see that in 2001 he washed an AIDS patient's feet. I'm not sure what that means, but that sounds pretty crazy. Something none of us would probably ever do. He spoke out against frivolous spending by the church. So, even criticizing the own church, his own church is pretty cool. His own company, his own freaking government, I guess you could call it. He denounced the judgment of homosexuals. I was like, fuck, that's pretty liberal and pretty open-minded for a pope. That's pretty cool. And that's kind of going back to, not judging anybody. It says here that he snuck out of the Vatican to go feed the homeless. So yeah, he freaking snuck out on his Swiss security or whatever they're called. Supposedly best security guards in the fucking world, and he snuck out on them just to go and hang out with the homeless and feed them. That's pretty fucking crazy. He also acknowledged that atheists can be good people. That's pretty cool. He realized that it's more about what you do than what you say or what you believe. And no, if you're true, I guess if you're truly religious, the faith matters a lot, but what you do also matters. And that was pretty cool of him to say that. What else did he do? Oh, he invited some homeless, and there's pictures of this. He invited homeless people over, some homeless men, to his birthday, meal in the Vatican. So he went and grabbed homeless, and I was like, fuck, does he do it for show? You think maybe part of it is that way, but the other part is you probably have to realize that he's living that life. I mean, he's actually living what he's preaching without accepting the apartment. I don't think he wears those crazy red shoes. He just doesn't want all that. He wants to be a simple man and set the example, which is a way JC, Jesus Christ, did it. He lived it. He didn't just talk it. So what does this all add up to, Rasa? It's just basically not judging. Again, JC didn't judge. He just actually got close to some of the worst people because he realized that some of his power and his know-how would rub off on them, and maybe they would change their lives. And that's what the Pope believes he can do too. And you know what? I think he's doing it. Look at me. Look at what I'm talking about here. What the hell? But you know what? What the hell? Okay, sorry, Pope. But yeah, hell yeah. I mean, this is hell yeah. There I go again. This is, leading by example, just like the way Cesar Chavez did on, with the migrant workers. He put his life in danger. The Pope sort of does that too. I'm not saying go get a poster of the Pope, go worship the guy, nothing like that. He's just a person that's setting a good example, and he is a Latino. So I don't know about you, Raza, but I'm proud of this Latino. I'm, again, not a Catholic, but still proud of this guy. Finally, a guy who walks the talk. And definitely not a sellout. Anyway, Ras, I'm kind of going long here, but it's been great doing the show again. Thanks for those two emails I got, and people do some reviews on iTunes, which is really cool. Maybe let other people know about the show. I have old shows. I leave them up. I am paying for that space, so it'd be cool if get some young people listening, starting from show number one. There's a decent collection now with 16 shows. So if anything, if I could at least get some young people motivated to do more with their lives or with their education, and never forget where they're from. And if I could remind some old Chicanos like myself, or even some young Chicanos who suddenly think they're white or they're Mexican, well, you're neither, motherfucker. You're Chicano. You got two cultures you're dealing with, and they're all those two cultures become one. And you know what? It's the fucking best. Wouldn't trade it for anything. Again, I could, enjoy the white things, the gringo things, and enjoy the Mexican things, and it's all good. All right, Raza, well, I'm gonna check out here. It's been about 20 minutes of talking shit and feels good. Hopefully I could get some feedback. I know I kind of been absent here and there, but I'm gonna do them here and there when, I have a topic and my health is back. So hopefully, maybe a little bit more shows coming your way. So listen in, and thanks again for all the support, and give me some criticism, even negative's fine. I could, I'm always up for it. Hating's good. I love it. All right, Rasa, you take care now.
Hello, we're looking for Chicano Cast.
This is Chicano Cast. What's up?
Hey, Chicano Cast, we want you to end your podcast show. No more podcast shows.
Who's this?
This is the man.
Hell no, the man. I ain't ending my show. I got people counting on that show. I'm motivating Raza.
That's what we don't want. We don't want Raza motivated.
Well, hell no.
What about if we give you $50 a month and you don't do the show anymore?
You know what? I never did like that damn show. Hell yeah. Count me in. Where's my check, bitch?